Hello and welcome to another episode of What We Read in the Bedroom. My name is Kaylin. How are you guys today? For those of you listening that have two or four-legged children, happy Mother's Day. I have my four-legged baby right over here. So she's looking at me with, you promised me something after you're done with this, and I did, so in her eyes, I need to speed this along. Sorry, it has been a longish day. And I think it's because I didn't really get a lot of sleep last night, going out with friends, getting a drink, and then not even getting home till I think it was almost 2 in the morning that I ended up getting home. So it's just, I'm just very tired. Okay, so we are going to get into our book. So our book that we have this week is Made It to the Pack by Sam Crescent. Hold on a second, I'm going to do something.
All the Spanish-speaking countries, Lucia, Lucia.
Okay. So we have, so when we first start reading the book, we meet Lucia, and she is a wolf shifter, and she is in a pack that is mostly females. The only males in that pack are the ones that are mated. One night the pack is attacked by human hunters, and some of the shifters were killed while others were put into a cage. Lucia's father was killed first, and then right before her mother was killed, she had told Lucia to run. And so for the next 2 days, that's what she do. She is literally running. She does not stop. She has, this was like in the middle of the night that this happened. So she has absolutely no shoes on. So the bottom of her feet are completely torn up. And one of the reasons that she keeps on running is keeps on hearing the human hunters behind her running to catch her. She's running. What she doesn't know is that she's running onto pack lands. Now, the pack land that she runs onto belongs to the Night Pack. Now, the Night Pack, and it's K-N-I-G-H-T, Night, that pack consists of Luther, who is the Alpha, and then Luke, Noah, Billy, and Ryan. So they ended up chasing her as well, because they don't know if she's friend or foe. They have no idea. They actually have a, their reputation is of this kind of like kill first, ask questions later type pack. Like if there's anyone found to be on their pack lands, they kill them. When they finally catch up to her, she like passes out from exhaustion. So they take her back to the house, and they are going to clean her to the best of their ability. But as they're walking too, they like smell her, and her scent comes through, and it has a call to them, and they realize, shit, she is our mate. So she's not mate to just one of them. She's a mate to all five of them. So they bandage up her feet since those were all torn up from the woods. And so when she first wakes up, she's met by Noah. Now Noah, out of the five of them, is the most gentlest one. And she gets down the stairs and she says, thank you, I'll be out of your hair shortly. She doesn't realize, or she hasn't figured out yet, that she is their mate. Now, it is, and when reading this book, it says that it is not a normal occurrence for a female to be shared by multiple males. Usually it's a one in one. But in this case, it will work out perfectly for them. Now, the men, they all call themselves brothers, but they are not actually blood related. They grew up together. Luther's father was the alpha of the pack, and then the other guys' fathers were in the pack as well. So they, once Lucia finds out that, you know, these are my mates, like, she has this way of thinking. She, and here's the thing, she has been told this since she was young. Once you meet your mate, the instinct will be there to, like, we need to mate, we need to make this like an official mating, and then getting to know each other will come later. And she knows this, but like, she's just meeting men that she has never seen or met before, and like, she's very cautious about this. But she is claimed by Luther first, and then about a week later, everybody else. Now, the reason it was a week later, because they were giving her time to, you know, settle in, feel more comfortable around them. But she was then thinking, well, maybe they changed their mind. So four of the five guys are out, and Billy is the one watching Lucia. And while he's doing his chores, she goes out into the woods. She's kind of wandering, and she's thinking. She hasn't really had a moment alone to just really process everything. Because you have to remember, after her pack was attacked, she was running. She was in straight, it was like fear and terror mode. There was no thinking like, oh my God, this is happening. Like, how is everyone else? And she didn't really get to like have those feelings, because she was just running for her life. And then she gets to the guys, and it's these feelings the feelings that she is getting. She knows that they're her mates, and all of this, and then they're constantly always with her. And so she never really gets any downtime to, you know, like, really think about any of this. So she's in the woods. She goes a little bit farther than she originally thought she was. But she's just staying there. She's just like really going over everything and processing everything that has happened. When the others get back, they notice that she's nowhere to be seen. So Luther goes to find her. So he finds her, and he's just like, you cannot go out into the woods alone. Right now, we don't know if the humans are still hunting you. We have to be like very careful. And he's about to say more into this, but they hear human hunters. And so they get back to the house, they lock up, and they're like hoping that they're safe for the night. Now, they do have guns, and they're willing to use them. Luther is the only one that actually knows what the humans are going to do if they capture them. He was kept when he was younger. I think they said he had just turned 18 or something. He went out and was exploring the world, or exploring, not the world, but like to figure out what was going, like explore outside of the pack. And he was captured, and it took him almost a year to escape. So, and Luther's all worried about their safety, and Lucia's just begging to let him help. And he's just like, he finally relents to this after having a conversation with the guys as well. So they start to teach her how to shoot using a paintball gun, since it's quieter. But during this, they can feel the humans get closer, and Luther orders everyone to go inside, and he's just like, I'm gonna go out to the woods, I'm gonna hunt them. And they're just like, no, don't do this, please. And especially Lucia, she's just like, don't leave me, like, stay here. If you go, I know something bad's going to happen. Well, he goes, and as soon as he's into the woods, hunters swarm the house and trank all the ones that remaining inside. So that's Billy, Luke, Noah, Lucia, and Ryan. And in the woods, Luther's also tranked and is basically told by one of the hunters, and it was actually one of the hunters that had captured him before, like, I knew that you were going to do this, so we set this whole trap, and you fell right for it. Now, Lucy is hating seeing them all in the cage, and especially is hating that men are going into Luther's cage and just beating him mercilessly. So she's talking shit to one of the humans, and when he goes to grab her through the bars of the cage, she grabs his arm and, like, snaps it. And I'm gonna guess that it was, like, the forearm and how... Okay, so we've got... Her upper part of the arm is one bone, and then we've got two bones in her forearm. So I'm gonna guess that she snapped both of those. And I mean, that had to suck. And she's just like, well, how do you feel now? I hear that if you humans don't set that right, you're never able to use your arm again, which I think is true. I've never actually broken a bone before. I've fractured one, but I've never broken one. So I'm not entirely sure. But I'm pretty sure that's accurate. And it's after the humans leave that Luther wakes up and they tell him just what she did. So he sends something that gets him excited. Lucia's pregnant. And he automatically knows this is a way to help them get out. Now, Lucia could turn feral, and that would mean that she can and will do anything to protect her baby. So... she will go into, I guess I would call it like almost a berserker mode in a way. Okay. We also see this in everyday occurrence of how, let's say a mother goes out and sees like her child underneath a car. I don't know how that would happen, but I remember hearing a story, and the mother went over there and literally lifted up the car to get the child out. This stuff like this happens all the time, and probably with some sort of animal instinct as well. I mean, I don't have kids, so I mean, I do have like a paternal or a, not paternal, a, I do have parental instincts. Even though I'm not a parent myself, I grew up with my mom babysitting, then I babysitting, now my friends that have kids, and my niece, my soon to be niece and nephew. Okay, anyway, so Luther is telling her that the humans are going to take the baby, and that the child will never know safety or love or anything like that. And when Luther's like telling her all this, all the guys are just like, dude, shut the fuck up. But she goes, she's able to break open the cage and get out, and then break everyone else out. Now, all the shifters that were in the cages band together and fight through the shifters that are helping the hunters and the hunters themselves. So they are able to kill everyone and escape. So they all go back to the night pack land. Some of the shifters go back to their packs, but a lot of the shifters that were there were part of Lucia's old pack. They just become one big old pack and start building houses for everyone. 5 years later, they're looking out on their pack and they're looking at their own children running and laughing, and they realize this is something that they have always wanted to be free, to be able to have the family that they wanted, the pack that they wanted. And that is the end of the book. It is a very, very short read, but it's also so good. And it's a very fast-paced book in how the characters meet. The one thing that I am not 100% sure of yet with these characters is if how soon they all, how soon love comes to them. That's the only one I'm not 100% sure on. Because I don't remember if it ever says in the book if they say I love you to each other. And I'm trying to remember, but I can't. But it's such a good read, such a fun read. And it really, and I, Lucia is like one of my favorite, is my favorite character of this book, because she is, at first you see her as this whimpering little girl with no idea what to do or anything like that. And then you see her become this full-on warrior, like prepared to take on anything to save her and her family. And in a short amount of time, there is a lot of character growth for her. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Can't think of anything. So, we are, since this was a standalone, we are going to pick our next book or books. One or multiples, who knows? So, while I am going through these, or not going through these, while I'm stirring these up, sorry, brain malfunction for a second, you guys can follow me on Instagram at What We Read in the Bedroom Pod. You guys can also email me if you would like. I'm still right now using the old email, the notyournormalbooks@gmail.com. Eventually, once things start to slow down, I've got in work and life in general, I will be able to go through that. There's just a lot of things going on right now that take a little bit more priority than setting up a new email. Please rate and review. Every little bit helps other people find this podcast. And it also puts me in the charts. So our next book is, sorry, it took me a minute, I couldn't find the book. But we have Love on the Edge by Chloe Adler. Now, this is a 4-book series. So I will be back in 2 weeks with the next episode.